Tracking Matthew, crisis in Syria. I'm Ann Cates. A hurricane warning has been posted for Jamaica and much of Haiti as Hurricane Matthew takes aim. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray.
Winds of 140 miles per hour, gusts of 165, impacting portions of Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba as we get into the beginning part of the work week. And then all eyes should be on the storm. By the time we get into midweek, we'll be over the Bahamas. And so the entire East Coast needs to be watching the storm.
Hundreds of people have been injured as airstrikes continue to pound the Syrian city of Aleppo. Correspondent Ben Wiedemann.
The World Health Organization is worried that if these people are not evacuated, many of them will simply die from their wounds.
More than 450 people have died in Aleppo since a ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia came to an end early last week. One of Aleppo's main hospitals has also been targeted repeatedly for bombing. I'm Ann Cates. Donald Trump has said the November election will be rigged, and many Trump supporters already doubt the accuracy of the outcome. Correspondent Bill Michaels.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that half the people who have a favorable opinion of Trump say they have little to no confidence in the integrity of the vote count. The poll also finds that only about a third of Republicans say they have a great deal or quite a bit of confidence that votes in this year's election will be counted fairly. Bill Michaels, Washington.
September has been Hillary Clinton's best month yet for fundraising. The Clinton campaign coffers were filled with more than $154 million last month. And Clinton, along with the joint fundraising agreements with the Democratic National Committee and state parties, began October with a combined $150 million. More than 900,000 voters gave to Clinton's campaign last month for a total of 2.5 million donors. The average amount of the September donation was $56. I'm Ann Cates.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Good afternoon and welcome to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on 570 AM KLIF. It is your news and information station. Saturday afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. You are right where you are supposed to be. Thank you so much for being a part of our listening audience. Keith, got to be loving the little sweet home Alabama. You know, that's all me all the way, brother. Appreciate you doing that. And let's get into this, you know, in honor of this week's presidential debate. We're going to talk a little bit about inequity and inequality. And what we're going to talk about is the fact that inequality in real estate is getting wider and wider because as an investor, where you invest can have a huge impact on your future prosperity, not only on what we're making right now on deals, but on our future prosperity. That's because the country's most expensive housing markets have appreciated at a much faster pace in the last 30 years than homes in the country's least expensive markets. Now, unfortunately, that's where we are in the least expensive markets. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show today. But home prices in the high-end property cities have increased twice as fast as those in the least expensive areas. And that's according to Trulia on a report that they released last week. Now, in 1986, the average home price in the nation's most expensive markets was $127,000. Now, that was okay, so we're talking a pretty good while ago. So we're talking 30 years, and in the most expensive markets, it was $127,000. That was 144% higher than the average home price in the least expensive markets, which at the time was running about $52,000. Now let's jump to today. The average price for the higher end markets, and this is just average now, $493,000. That's 320%. And in the most or least expensive markets, excuse me, the average price is about $117,000. And if you've been listening anytime over the last few weeks, and we've talked about median price in the DFW area, you know that that 117 is not significantly lower than where we are here. That means buyers who are able to purchase homes in the expensive markets have a much bigger return on their investments. It's the same percentage. This is the thing you want to look at when you look at more expensive marketplaces. If I'm working on a 20% off the retail number of the property, that's how we price our properties. I want to walk away from the deal.
with 20% of the retail price of the property in my pocket, all said and done, after fees, after carrying costs, after the cost of the money, every little thing you can throw in there, I want to be able to walk away with 20% in my pocket. Yes, after commissions to the real estate agents. Now, I was like, well, does that include taxes, Bill? No, taxes is a personal thing. And where you are on your taxes is your business and your CPA and our friend Uncle Sam. However, I want to know that the number I'm walking away from pre-tax is 20% of the retail value of the property. So let's take this for example here. Right now, the most expensive places to buy, and they've been this way for 40 years or so, has either been New York City, the New York metropolitan area, or San Francisco. And if we go back to any time in that last 30 years, typical buyers who purchased 30 years ago have seen values increase by nearly $900,000 in San Francisco over the last 30 years. So they've been going up an average of $30,000 per year on their property. In Dayton, Ohio, which is among the markets with the smallest amount of return on home value over the past three decades, buyers have seen a $51,000 change in the median home values. That's a huge discrepancy. If you have children who are going to, you're going to pass down those gains to, you can do a lot more with $900,000 than you can with $50,000. And that's about the difference between what's happening in San Francisco and Dayton, Ohio. Now, you may be saying, well, that's Bill. That's there. That's not North Texas. That's not DFW. The numbers are a lot closer to Dayton, Ohio here than you might think. The other thing is, if you learn how to invest properly in real estate and you learn how to fund deals properly, you can go into a market like California, whether it's Northern California or Southern California, and be able to purchase property there. And look, if right now in the LA area, you can buy a base property in a mediocre neighborhood. And I'm talking a 322 built anywhere from mid-50s to mid-60s. It's on a 10th to a maybe an 1/8 of an acre, tiny lots. And you're going to spend $500,000-$600,000. But understand that when you sell that property, you ought to be walking away with $100,000 plus in net profits to you, pre-tax profits, net profits to you. So if you learn how to invest correctly, you can invest all over the country and you can get into these more expensive markets. Now, how are you going to learn that? You're going to jump over to Real Estate Now Radio, realestatenowradio.com. Get signed up for our newsletter. Let us give you some tips. We put the newsletter out about every 2 weeks. Let us give you some tips on how to learn to invest in other markets and do it smartly and do it from an educated standpoint, not doing it blindly. So the main factors driving up home values is income growth and housing supply, according to Trulia. Now, housing supply is going to drive it quickly, as what we've been experiencing here in North Texas for the last few years, but also income growth, because the market automatically adjusts. If there's more money in the market, and that means income growth, there's more credit in the market, then what happens is prices start to move to fill the gap that's been created by, hey, there's a lot more money in the marketplace now. The market starts to move to absorb that extra money. The more expensive markets tend to have higher incomes, which can push home prices since buyers are able to afford more and they compete more with each other. The pricier markets also tend to have less building activity, which can limit the supply and drive up prices when there's no demand, or excuse me, when the demand is not able to be met by additionally new buildings. And when housing costs increase, local employers increase wages in order to retain their employees. Homeownership brought the smallest gains in places like Rochester, New York, according to this report, where buyers only gained 85% of their home's value in 30 years. So if they bought a house for $100,000 in 86, this year it'd only be worth 186 30 years later. There have been four changes to the list of the 20 most expensive property cities during the past 30 years, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Denver, and Washington. And the cities that they replaced, one was Dallas Another was Hartford, Connecticut, Worcester, Mass., and Riverside, California. So in the last 20 years, Dallas has fallen off of that most expensive places to live and gone all the way down to the other end of the list in the least expensive. Now, the areas that have seen the biggest return on home values are, in other words, the greatest increase in pricing over the last 30 years. We already talked about San Francisco. That was number one. Number two, San Jose, California. Number three, Hawaii. And if you've ever heard me speak, you know I love talking about Hawaii real estate. Number four, Seattle. Number five, Portland. Number six, Oakland, California. Number seven, Orange County, California. Number eight, L.A. proper. Number nine, San Diego. And number 10, Miami. So most of those, half of the list is in California. Now, we're going to talk about Miami a little bit later in the show because right now, Miami is a hot spot for investors to be going in, not because prices are going up like crazy, but because they are one of the few markets that still have a surplus in their REO inventory, their real estate-owned inventory, their foreclosed properties that they are trying to sell off. So as we get through a little bit more of the show today, we'll get into Miami and why that might be a market that you want to consider, especially if you are Hispanic and bilingual. Gosh, what a gold mine that is waiting for you. Now, one of the other areas that we want to talk about from a gold mine standpoint and what you might want to consider if you're getting started or even if you're an established investor is what we refer to as affordable housing. Now, affordable housing is one of those things that is a great starting place for a new investor. Many people are aware that affordable housing has become one of the strongest areas in real estate, and one of those areas inside the affordable housing market is mobile homes and mobile home parks, you know, trailers. That's a great profit center in the real estate world. Most people are aware that affordable housing industry is becoming so strong, whether it is a single mobile home or a mobile home park, the rates of return are higher and are very stable and strong. But, you know, here's what you got to think. Well, you know, I'm a new guy in the business. How do I get started in something like that? Well, one, when you start looking at small mobile home parks and you start looking at mobile home, individual mobile homes, there is an opportunity that is likely to fit any budget that you have. Now, we're going to get into a little bit more of this when we come back from the break. So make sure that you hang around because we're going to tell you how to get started in investing in mobile homes and mobile home parks and what a great rate of return they can provide for you. So thanks for being a part of our listening audience today right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Make sure that you come right back with us. We're going to get into more great places for you to listen, learn, and earn right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. We will see you on the other side of the break. Thanks for being a part of the audience.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net.
Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Now through Sunday, come by Anytime Fitness in North Plato and join for only $1. They'll even help you get started with a no-pressure fitness consultation. Visit Anytime Fitness in North Plato off Ohio and 121 now through Sunday and join for only $1.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election, I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Now through Sunday, come by Anytime Fitness in North Plato and join for only $1. They'll even help you get started with a no-pressure fitness consultation. Visit Anytime Fitness in North Plato off Ohio and 121 now through Sunday and join for only $1.
So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Don't you love having a little island music come in there? Just kind of, I know it's country, but it's really just, it's that beachy thing, you know? Just, it's making you think about getting away, maybe getting over to the Caribbean, getting down to Mexico, getting somewhere where the sun is out and the beach is right there, sand, get a little margarita in your hand. You know, that's the kind of thing that a little extra income can do if you learn how to invest in real estate. And as we had gone into the break, we had just started talking about how the average person can get started in investing. And one of the areas that you want to get started in, or possibly could want to get started in, is mobile homes and mobile home parks. And one of the reasons that you would consider that is that there's an opportunity there for any budget. Contrary to what many people think, you can invest in affordable housing, and that's what those are referred to, affordable housing, for as little as maybe $1,000. That will buy you a mobile home that you can rent out or resell. Now, you're going to carry some debt with that? Yeah. But you're going to find a lot of people are selling mobile homes at shockingly low prices. And a lot of them will carry the note for you. If you're not buying a new trailer, which is retail pricing, you don't want to do that. If you're not buying a new trailer, getting funded for a trailer purchase is a lot harder than it is for a single family home in the brick and mortar sense. But a lot of people will carry the paper for you in buying a used mobile home. And that's something that makes it a very attractive opportunity for people just getting started in real estate. And you may be able to buy something really nice. You may be able to buy a mobile home park for as little as $5,000 or $10,000 down, with the seller carrying the rest of it. And buying houses, duplexes, apartments, retail, that typically requires more down payment money, and a lot of times carries more debt to it. So affordable housing becomes an easier entry point into real estate investing for the new beginner. So the potential for low down payments and seller financing, the main reason that you can invest in affordable housing is with little or no cash, is that you are typically buying the asset, whether it's a mobile home or a mobile home park, most of the time for mom and pops, mom and pop operations who own them outright debt-free. As a result, that gives them the flexibility and the freedom to be able to carry the note for you. And in doing that, continue to get a nice profit for them. You know, maybe they're carrying a note at 12 or 14%. Well, that might sound like a lot, but if you're not able to get the money elsewhere, and that 12 or 14% still provides you an excellent rate of return on your running of the park, leasing them out, and on your money, you want to think about that. And demand is so large that, you know, it cures many ills. There's a saying in our company, I've used it for years, with other businesses, and that there's just not too many things wrong with a company that more sales won't cure. Are there some? Certainly. But most of the time, more sales will cure just about every ill that your real estate investing company may have. And until you've been involved in affordable housing, you may have no idea how strong the demand is. Mobile homes and mobile home parks, a lot of times, will routinely get maybe 100 calls a week from people that are looking to rent or buy a mobile home that cannot go through the traditional bank environment. That's a gigantic demand. And a lot of times that can fix a lot of mistakes that a rookie investor might make. And finish out issues are overcome with the fact that you got 10 paying customers for every house, every mobile home in the mobile home park, or every individual mobile home. And so there just may not be another housing product in America that has quite the demand that affordable housing does. It's a simple business model. It's easy to understand. Affordable housing with mobile homes and mobile home parks, you can provide basic shelter at a reasonable cost. There's no frills, no concerns about whether to select granite countertops, what kind of tile is going to be put in the bathroom. It's clean. Well, it's utilitarian places to live. It is a no-frills environment. And with many mobile home parks, you simply rent the land of the customer for them to be able to park their mobile home that they already have on. And we're providing some basic necessities. We're giving them, providing them water, sewer, electric, sometimes possibly gas, although most of the time they're all electric. None of that's rocket science. And anyone can grasp the basic drivers of profitability immediately. Unlike many businesses, affordable housing is very straightforward and easy to understand. And here's the conclusion for this. Affordable housing is our nation's greatest challenge, and by that very statement becomes our nation's greatest profit opportunity. Can the average person get profitably involved in affordable housing through the mobile home and mobile home park avenue? Absolutely you can. It is one of the best kept real estate investing secrets in America. If you want to learn more about how to do that, jump over to realestatenowradio.com, realestatenowradio.com, and we will get you signed up on our newsletter. And routinely we run articles about investing in affordable housing, whether it be mobile homes, mobile home parks. Maybe it's Section 8 that has some interest to you. Affordable housing that is government subsidized is also a great way to get started if you're looking at becoming a new investor in the real estate world. Now, before we had gone to the previous break, I mentioned Miami and the fact that it is one of the few markets that is a big market and is yet still involved in that place where you can go and have a great rate of return going forward, because it hasn't moved substantially over the last few years. And there's a reason for that. And it is because in many other weak markets, just like Miami is considered currently to be a weak market, the REO inventory has hampered the recovery. Now, we've seen a pretty hot summer of buying houses, and that has helped boost the market conditions across most of the country. Large amounts of REOs still hinder what we refer to as the bottom-ranked markets from them getting fully recovered going forward. Now, there's a company out there called Protech Valuation Services, and they do a report based on what they call CBSAs, which is core-based statistical areas. It's markets. And so they look at a bunch of these markets and determine which ones are at a normal, healthy market, which ones are strong markets, which ones are weak. And they have a number of factors that go into what determines whether a property or a market is considered strong, weak. One is low interest rates. You know, the loosening of credit and the improved employment numbers around our country and the positive effect on the traditional summer home buying period have all played a role in many of these markets getting fully recovered from where they were prior to the meltdown. Protech compares those stats to those of 2 years ago when the progress was really just jumping at light year speed. Now, from August of 2014 to August of this year, there was about a 31% increase in the number of markets that are considered normal and strong. Now, there was a decrease of about 7% in markets that were considered weak or distressed markets. And Protec mentions that during that same time, the REO surplus in those weak markets is getting flushed out. They're getting all of these REOs back into the marketplace. Now, Florida was a lagger in being able to get recovery from the REO collapse because the state of Florida put a moratorium, an 18-month moratorium, on being able to file foreclosures right at the peak of the foreclosure debacle. So they froze everything for about 18 months. So they're running a couple of years behind just by the fact that they froze everything. So is Florida a great place to be doing investing if you're a real estate investor right now? Absolutely is. Why? They have available inventory. And that's the thing that we fuss about in the Dallas-Fort Worth market is there's just no inventory. It's tight. It's tough. You got to dig really hard to find it. Well, if you're looking at other parts of the country because you know how to properly invest, how to put a team together, then what you're going to find is, hey, you know what? There are some places that I can go and still have a nice supply of inventory so I can cherry pick the deals that I want to get involved with. And the state of Florida is one of those, and you're looking at places like Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Those are all great. Tampa, St. Pete. Those are all great areas to be investing in. Now, Miami and Miami Beach are specific to that list, and when we get back, we're going to drop a little bit more into why you might want to take a look at that. And so make sure that you hang around for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIF 570 AM. Remember, this is where you come to listen, learn, and earn. We'll see you right back in just a few minutes. Thanks for being part of our listening audience this afternoon. You are listening to KLIF 570 AM News and Information.
So we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love. Like salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors, and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net. Located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon. It's about 4:35. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today. We appreciate you being here every Saturday because you are one of those people that want to listen, learn, and earn. And real estate investing is a great, great way to do that. You know, you're going to hear a lot of great investing tips when you listen to Real Estate Now. But also, we're going to have lots of great guests on. We have folks on that I do consulting work with that come on to tell what their experience has been like investing in real estate. We'll also have people on, like last week, we had Laurel Langmire on. Now, she's known as the Millionaire Maker. And while Laurel's on, she said, hey, Bill, let's give your listeners a free book from me. She has 5 number one New York Times bestsellers. And she said, you know, we're going to give away a copy of my biggest selling book, which is called The Millionaire Maker. And so I want to give you that website. I had a couple of people shoot me texts and emails through the week saying, hey, let me, I missed how to, where to go to get that. So not only obviously I gave them that information, but I thought, well, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there that didn't get a hold of me that wanted to be able to get Laurel's free gift just for listening to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. So go to Financial Freedom Tour, T-O-U-R, financialfreedomtour.com, financialfreedomtour.com. You'll see all you have to do is put in your name and email, and Laurel will send you a copy of her New York Times number one bestseller. That's a big feat in the real estate, in the publishing world, being a New York Times number one bestseller, The Millionaire Maker, Laurel Langmire, and that is your gift for being right here with us for Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. As we went through the break, one of the things that we had been talking about is markets over the last 30 years that have provided the greatest rate of return and have provided the least amount of return, and then where some opportunity markets are right now. So when you look at investors, and this is something that changes literally, certainly month to month, but as an investor right now, some of the top markets around the country, and these are not necessarily huge markets, but they are markets that are some of the most profitable from a spread standpoint. Boise City, Idaho, Silverdale, Washington, Colorado Springs. What a hot market that is. Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Merced, California, Oak Harbor, Washington, Porterville, California. Those are some markets that are doing extremely well. Some that aren't doing as well right now and may not be doing as well because they have some REO properties still hanging around are big market is Miami, Miami Beach. Right here in Texas, Midland. McAllen also falls in there. Huntsville, Alabama. Chicago, specifically Naperville and Arlington Heights. Billings, Montana, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Saginaw, Michigan. Now, Atlantic City and Saginaw, I would say stay away from there. They're not, in my opinion, likely to change. Miami, Miami Beach, that's going to be a market that is going to pop. It's just got to catch up with getting this backside of inventory that has built up over the last, 10 years or so, maybe 7 years, that's built up where they had put in a moratorium, they being the state, on foreclosures. And so this buildup that was released a few years ago has not completely flushed out in Florida. It has some, Florida's still a great place to be investing in real estate. Right now, you're looking at, and I'm going to give you the top 4 states to invest in as an overview from each and every state. Now, where you go within that market, you got that state, you got to figure that out, and we can help you do that. In fact, we teach a thing that's called hot mapping, which is a way to drill down into a market and determine which cities in those markets are the best. So the states that are providing the greatest rate of return for investors, California is number one. That's probably no surprise to you. Florida is number 2. That may be, and Florida and Texas are basically tied. Now, I think Florida will inch a little bit ahead because they're tied with us right now because they've had this backlog of REOs that is now getting flushed out. So you look at 2A and 2B being Florida and Texas and Nevada specifically hanging in with Las Vegas or Reno for the other states. So you're looking at California, Texas, Florida, take your pick, whichever one you want is 2 or 3, and then Nevada as number 4. Those 4 states have the greatest rate of return for investable dollars into the real estate market. And when a lot of people start looking at getting involved in real estate investing, they're like, you know, I need a 101 kind of thing. I need a beginner. So when you read about how the super rich have managed to accumulate their enormous wealth, you'll also almost certainly be told that they have real estate investments as a chunk of their portfolio. Rarely do you find big dollars that do not have good chunks of real estate investing. Maybe it's if you look at these dot-com guys that have gotten enormous amounts of money in a very, very short time. If you look at actors who may get paid $10, $15, $20 million for a movie role, when you start seeing what their personal investments are, you'll find that they have real estate in there. Now, of course, the people that have built great wealth doing corporate America understand the value of real estate. And one of the easiest things for you to do is take a look at McDonald's. You know, McDonald's may not be exactly what you think they are. If you think that McDonald's is a food company, then you need to relook at who they are as a corporation. They are one of the largest landowners corporately in the United States of America. That's because that's where the value is that builds a great deal of assets for their company. They're one of the few companies that if something were to happen to their quote unquote goodwill, and the more you learn about the stock side of our world, the more you'll understand how important goodwill is in the price of a company. If McDonald's were to lose that goodwill, they would probably stand a better chance than 90% of the companies out there at having assets that, well, they're not going to come close, but come pretty close to being meaningful against the value of their goodwill. If you are an international property investor, then you're looking at the U.S. to come in and be a great place for you to park money. If you're new and you're local, however, you're going to find that the process more than it can be just a little bit daunting. It can just be more than jumping out and buying into a mutual fund. One thing for sure is that you don't have to be among the financial elite in order to be able to afford to get started into property investing. So one, you might think about becoming a landlord. Well, if you're going to do that and love, I love rental property. Rental property is a great way to be involved in the real estate investing world. But you have to kind of take a little profile of yourself and say, you know, do I have the right kind of profile to be a landlord? Some people actually get into property investing, you know, by accident. That's the way that I got into it. And this can happen, for instance, when you rent out your old house. So you've got a home. Your fiance's got a home, y'all get married and decide, hey, instead of selling that other house, let's just turn it into rental property. We'll move into one, we'll rent out the other. That's a very common process in our country. And now we are becoming a landlord by default. So if you're making the conscious decision to get into property investing, however, it normally works well to ask yourself a few leading questions about what you want from your investing and what level of involvement that you want to have as an investor. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've run across lots of people. I got a guy in mind right now when I'm saying this that wants to say he's a real estate investor, but doesn't want to do any other work whatsoever. He just wants things to fall into his lap. Let me share with you a secret that many of you may end up turning me off as soon as I say this. Real estate investing requires work. That's right. Yeah, you heard it here first. It's work. You can watch all those TV shows that you want. You can see all the infomercials about, oh, come to my program and all you got to do is leave me a big fat check and you will be a millionaire overnight. That is not how real estate investing works. And if you find a program that it does work that way, please call me because I would be interested in that also. It doesn't work that way. It requires you putting in due diligence, you putting in time, you putting in effort. If you're a hands-on, maybe you're one of those DIY people that watches a lot of that and has a knack of being able to do things with their hands, and you can do a wide range of, you know, you're that handyman kind of guy, and you can do a wide range of renovations or repairs. Now, you could buy a property that needs being rehab, needs a little makeover on it, below the market, and start adding value through your work your commitment of time and labor. I'm going to suggest to you that that's a poor way to get started. But if that's the only way you can get started that way and then learn how to do it better. And one of the ways that you're going to learn to do it better is that you're going to bring in other people to be able to do things. Even though you know how to do it, don't take your time to do that. I have a very good client that is, he's a paint contractor and he does high-end properties. And when he got involved with me, he said, well, you know, I'll be painting all the properties that I do. And I said, you can't do that. You need to have somebody else come in. He said, well, nobody's going to do it the way I want it done. And I said, that might be true. However, we have some very good contractors that we use that are at a different level. They're not near as expensive as you are. And what you have to understand that is when you are working as a painter, and I'm not picking on painters, this is just an example. When you're working as a painter, you're getting paid as a painter and not as an investor. He said, well, you're not going to be able to find anybody that do the quality that I do. So I introduced him to one of our paint contractors, and he came back to me and said, I can't believe they do the quality work that they do for the price that they do. I would never do that. And I'm like, that's right. That's why you need to let them do it, and you spend your time going out and finding the next piece of property to be working on. Maybe you got some spare cash hanging around that you want to put to better use than, you know, being in the bank at a CD rate, and you think property investing is a viable option for you. Decide what type of investing you want to do, and you may need to have a conversation. You may need to have a conversation with me to try to figure out which way I want to go in this thing. So find out, do I want to be a landlord or not? Do I want to do rehabs or not? Is buying a trashed out house and turning it into the diamond on the block, is that something that appeals to me? Am I going to get a lot of personal satisfaction out of being able to do that? Yeah, I'm going to get paid, and I'm not doing any of it if I don't get paid. However, am I getting something above and beyond? Maybe in rental property, maybe I'm providing some of that affordable housing that we talked about earlier. And in doing that, am I getting a little bit more than just my money? Am I getting some personal satisfaction that I'm helping somebody have a home that otherwise might not be able to have a home, even though it's a rental? They're not now in an apartment all the time. Now they maybe have a little lot going with it, and they can have a dog if they want to, things like that. And those things make a difference when you are looking at what it is that you want to do in real estate investing. Now, if you're not exposed to the information, you're never going to be able to make an educated decision. One of the ways you're going to be able to get exposed to the information is to go to Real Estate Now Radio, realestatenowradio.com, and get signed up for our free newsletter, and let us give you some of that information and give you enough that you can start thinking, hey, you know, maybe I want to explore affordable housing more. Maybe I want to look at rehabs more. Maybe I want to look at the wholesale market and how that works, and can I be a part of that? Those are the kind of pieces of information that you get from our newsletter to help you move forward as a real estate investor. And that's what we're about. Every time you tune in here on Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock, we are about a place for you to be able to listen, learn, and earn. And so make sure that you hang around. We're going to come back and finish up some more of this about where might be a good place to start. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIF 570 AM. News and information. We'll see you in just a minute.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors, and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property of the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Attention investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would. And you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIA, 570 AM news and information. It is Saturday afternoon. My goodness, it's already about, I don't know, 4:47. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today. We're going to carry you out through the top of the hour here. It is going to be a great, great opportunity for you to be able to listen, learn, and earn. Make sure that you are a member of the Real Estate Now newsletter. Now, how you do that is you jump over to Real Estate Now Radio. RealEstateNowRadio.com. Get signed up. All it takes is your name and email address, just your first name, and we'll start sending you our every couple of weeks our newsletter out, and get you some great information on real estate investing, how you might get started, and if you are a seasoned investor, how to take your investing to the next level. Now, when we went through the break, one of the things we were talking about was, well, basically a real estate investment 101 course over the radio here, and some things that you might look for and look at if you are considering becoming a new investor into real estate. Well, one of those things is going to be rental property. And do you have the correct, we're just going to call it profile, and I know profiling is a politically incorrect word, but we're going to talk about, do you have the right profile to be a landlord? Now, you can be a landlord and not have the right profile, and you can do that by having a property management company work with you, and that is what I suggest most people do. Now, a lot of people like to get started, and the thought of paying 8 or 10% to a property management company just freaks them out. They look at the dollar amount and not the value of the service and the amount of time they save. They simply look at the dollars and they go, I don't want to do that. I want to manage this myself. And so if you're that person that wants to do that, then there's a couple of things you got to make sure that you are comfortable with. That is, are you okay with getting a phone call at 11 o'clock at night that a toilet's overflowing and either you're going to go or you're going to find the plumber that's going to go? And if you're okay with that, then you could fit the profile. I'll tell you something that has happened to me before. This is one of the reasons why I use property management companies for rental property is got a call about my light's not working. The light in the living room is not working and need to have somebody come over and fix it. So I call an electrician to go over and get it squared away. And what was it? You're probably way ahead of me. It was a blown bulb. And I'm like, come on now. But that's the kind of call that you might get. So if that kind of call would send you, well, as my wife likes to say, that if you would go from 0 to 50,000 feet in a nanosecond, if you got that kind of call and that's what it turned out to be, then you might not have the right profile to be a landlord unless you're using a property management company. If that's something that you have the patience that wouldn't bother you, I also got a call about having a Hot Wheels flushed down a commode. Now, that wasn't the call. The call was, one of my commodes is overflowing. Can you get out here and fix it? And so this was obviously early in my investing career. And what was it? Well, a three-year-old dropped a Hot Wheels and flushed it down the commode. And the next time there was toilet paper that went behind it, it got caught on the Hot Wheels. And there you go. Now you got a mess on your hands. And that literally might be a literal statement for you, having a mess on your hands. But if you don't have that, then you want to look at a property management company. Now, the other thing that you might do is you want to look at your personal financial position. Although it takes money for most cases to get involved in property investing, when you look at what the average person can do if you're investing in CDs, well, obviously this jumps way, way out ahead of that. If you're looking at jumping into a mutual fund, and maybe it's even an aggressive mutual fund, you're going to find that most of those are pretty mediocre. The returns are not worth the risk. So if you got some spare cash, it might obviously be prudent to maybe pay off some debt before you start investing, maybe get some credit card debt out of the way. Because I can promise you this, if you're going out and you're starting an investing career and you're doing that investing career with your money and your credit, it is going to drag your credit score down. I know this from personal experience. It just happens. And the reason that it happens, even though you're making all your payments on time every time, is because your debt-to-income ratio, which is a key component in your personal credit score, is going to get crazy looking in a heartbeat. When you start having three, four, five, six properties that you went out and you have personally signed off on that are showing up on your credit report, your debt-to-income ratio is going to be weird looking. And your credit score is going to be driven down because of that. Now, there's a lot of people, well, Bill, I don't do that. I invest in real estate through an LLC, which is an absolutely smart thing to do. But the likelihood is your LLC was formed to invest into real estate and you don't have enough experience or assets in the LLC for the LLC to have its own credit rating. So you're right there backing up with either the tax ID number, which falls back to you, or your Social Security number being attached to the LLC. And so you're in the same spot. It takes a little time to be able to build up corporate credit. One of the things that we talk about in our classes is how you build up corporate credit so that you can move your investing away from your personal Social Security number and your personal credit onto the business credit. Now, that's just not something that happens overnight, but it doesn't take a massive amount of time for that to be able to happen. And so if you've got a little extra cash laying around, you may want to look at doing some things like paying off student loan debts or paying credit cards, things that initially will make you more attractive as a borrower, even if it's a borrower to a private party. Because a lot of times a private party will even say, hey, you know what? Let me take a look at your credit. I just want to make sure I know what I'm getting into if they don't know you really well to begin with. Are there a lot of successful property investors out there who are highly leveraged? Absolutely, 100%. You bet your booty there are. So is it possible to build up an investment portfolio with a small amount of capital, some decent credit? Yes. Just know that you get into a position where if you have to go borrow some money and all of that portfolio is locked to your credit, you're going to be in a tough position to be able to do that. So there are ways around that to build your portfolio smartly. We'll show you how to do that. That's one of the things that I love talking about is portfolio management of your real estate investing career. The other thing you got to look at is, you know, what are my margins when I'm doing this? It's important to calculate how much am I going to be making when I look at a property? Now, here's what I tell folks to do, and they go, wow, you're really hung up on that, Bill. Yes, I am. I am completely hung up on that, on how much money that you're going to make on the deal, because if you're not making a good profit on the deal, you're not around down the road to do more deals. And if you're in real estate investing, and one of the things that attracts you to it is the fact that you like helping people get into property that otherwise might not be able to do that because of what you do, you better make sure you're making an excellent, sound, solid profit on the deals, or you won't be around to help somebody else get into a property. So I get really very specific. And a lot of times I will kill a deal or suggest to clients that I'm working with that they not do a deal because the spread is not appropriate. If the spread's not there, you have no margin for error. And if you don't have any margin for error, and there's an error that comes up, and there most always will be, it comes out of whose pocket? Yours. You don't want to have that happening. Have the right amount of spread. So there's simple checklists that we provide our clients to be able to go through and understand if they're doing rental property, what's the condition of the property, what has to be done to get the greatest amount of rent, and what is it that I can do to be able to spend the least amount of money possible to get into the greatest rent range possible. So that's one thing. When we do rehab properties, we have different checklists that goes through, here's what I have to look at, and not only is it what I have to look at, but here's the price range I should be considering spending and to make this property, one, have the most value on the street when I go to resell it, to be able to get the highest dollar that I can get. We routinely get more money for a property than anybody else has gotten in a neighborhood. I've had more than one real estate agent call me through the years and go, you can't sell a house in that neighborhood for that. My response is sit back, hide, and watch Bubba, because it's about to happen. We get property appraised when nothing is sold for that price in the neighborhood before. Why? Because it is the right value because of the things that have been done to the property. So you want to find out how to do those things, how you want to find that out, or one of the great ways to be able to do that. Obviously, I think you should jump online somewhere, Barnes & Noble, whatever, get a copy of my national best-selling book, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? And by the way, that's a real bestseller. It's not, I have busted a couple of guys in the last few months that are real estate speakers that go, hey, you know, this is my best-selling book. No, I get that. It's yours because it's the only book you ever written and you sold five copies, and so that makes it your bestseller. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about real bestsellers because a lot of people around the country are getting great value from it. So Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? Make sure you jump over and check out Barnes & Noble, Amazon, whatever. Pick you up a copy of that. First, get over to realestatenowradio.com, and get signed up for the free newsletter and let us get you some information and get you thinking about what you want to be doing in the real estate market and how you get there from where you are. And we'll keep you apprised of events coming up and places where you can learn more and more. Right here, obviously, every Saturday is where you want to be because you'll be able to listen, learn, and earn. Thank you for being here. It just thrills my heart to have you as a part of our listening audience. And we'll see you next weekend right here on KLIF AM 570. Mama rock me.
The preceding program was furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, Give Fences, Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
KLIF Dallas, KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth,
KLIF.com,
a Cumulus station.